It's all right. You fainted. Oh, sorry. I was stroking your hair, trying to get you to come around. Do you want me to stop? Okay. I won't. It's almost midnight. You should have left the cleanup to the younger volunteers. You were working so hard. Oh, I know. It's obvious you do this for the kids. I'm new around here. How many years have you been doing this? That's such a long time. And it's not just Halloween, is it? Someone told me you've helped generations of kids at this center. I know what you've done. Such a sweet man. And that costume, did you come up with that yourself? Oh, no. I didn't mean to pry. You're alone? It's been quite some time, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. But I love how you still make the effort, put a costume together and get in the spirit. Yeah, I guess I do too. Get in the spirit. That's it. You got it right. The Grim Reaper. I was worried it was a little scary for the party, but seems like it was okay. Well, aren't you a charmer? I guess you're right. The hood and hidden face are probably a lot less scary when people hear my voice. I know you're so tired. You don't need to struggle to keep your eyes open. You can rest here, in my care. Everyone else is gone. Just feel my soft hands stroke your beautiful white hair. Ah, if you were only 65 years younger, what? What would you do if you were only 65 years younger? Well, I would love that. If a gentleman like you came courting, that would make my day. I'm not teasing you. I know. Your eyes are so heavy now. Give in to that feeling. No. Don't be afraid. I don't want you to be afraid. I'm here so you won't be afraid. Let me take your hand in mine. Nonsense. This is not the wrinkled hand of an old man. This is a hand that has done wonderful things for so many years and so many people. This is a hand that once placed a ring on the finger of your beautiful wife. Ah, your eyes are open now. I see the wheels turning. My voice. It's been so many years since you've heard my voice. Is that a tear? Shh, it's all right. You know who I am, don't you? Ah, how? It's quite a mystery, isn't it? It's almost midnight, on All Hallows' Eve, the time when the veil between the world of the living and my world, the spirit world, is at its thinnest. So many years, I wanted to come to you on this night, to this place, the place we met some 65 years ago. I saw how lonely you were, even while you were being so generous with your time and talent. Yet it was always too soon. Not tonight. Tonight, I'm taking you with me. No, 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 no fear. Feel your fears ebb. Let me pull back this hood so you can look into my eyes. There. Remember? Remember me? I know. I know. I know you never forget. Still, our time together was too short. But I'm here to take you with me. For eternity. Ah, you noticed. Well, it's your fault I look this way. I crossed over in the form of your most vivid memory of me. Mm-hmm. The night of our wedding. The moment before you changed this shy, naive virgin forever. Yes. I'm unbuttoning your shirt. Because it all has to happen again. If you want to pass through with me. No, don't say that. You can. You can do it. Really, you're too old to have those feelings anymore. Let's test that hypothesis. Pretty good for a spirit, huh? I see the young man that just carried this shy, scared girl over the threshold. Yes. Feel the hunger. Let it flow through you. That's it. I see your lips moving toward mine. So hot, so warm on mine. Yes, that's it. Feel that night again. Be that sweet young groom. The beautiful lifelines on your face are disappearing. Too bad. I really liked them. But I think I can also get used to having this young man back in my life again. Yes, I want to. Just like that night. Those hands. I remember how you trembled when you slowly and lovingly stripped me of my clothes. I am blushing again. Oh God, I'm doing it again, covering my breasts and down below. Oh, this. Just like that night. Yes, I will. I will let you move my hands away and show myself to you. Do you remember this young flesh? These firm breasts? Oh, your hot mouth. Yes, kiss them like that. I can feel it again. how you're holding back. You want everything. All at once. But you care so much for me, you're taking baby steps. No. I can't. It's too much for me to do. A shy girl like me has to put up a little resistance. Show some modesty. It has to be you. Just like that night. You have to be the one to part my legs. That heavy breathing. Your hooded eyes. This is when I know how hungry you are for me. I see where your eyes are. The dew on my downy curls. I was shocked at how quickly my body readied itself for you. And it's happening again. Yes. Yes, you can touch me there. Yes, I remember every delicious surprise that your fingers brought. It feels so good. Oh God, you found it so quickly, that spot. Yes, I know this feeling. You stroked me slowly, just like you're doing now. And then you whispered to me the most filthy and exciting thing I'd ever heard in my 20 years on Earth. Ah, you remember. Let's see if I remember my lines as well. Kiss me down there with your mouth. That's so dirty. Is that something people do? I'm just not sure. I'd be so embarrassed. Yes, I am your wife. And I want to give myself to you. But what if you don't like it? How can you be sure? Where are you? Oh, no, don't. Oh, don't stop. Let me feel your kisses there. I feel so strange. I'm shaking. Why am I shaking like this? That I never felt so close to you as that moment when you looked up at me with your tousled hair and wet smile, just like you're looking at me now, like we shared some new exciting secret. And I feel that all again. But here's the part where you unintentionally terrify me. Yes, it has to happen. Take off your pants. Oh God, that I've missed that. If I only knew how much pleasure that solid flesh would bring me, I wouldn't have been afraid. But I was. And I am afraid again. You can't possibly fit inside me. Touch you? I don't know how to touch you. Yes. You can take my hand. Oh. Yes. Your penis feels so hot in my hand. Oh God, I can't believe I said that word. Oh. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to feel you hot inside me. Oh God. You're spreading me open. Yes. I feel you at my entrance. I don't know. I need you to be the one to try. Oh. It's tight. But no, it's not. It's not too much. Slow, please, slow. Sliding out. Oh God, it's easier and deeper. Yes, I want you to kiss me again. Yes. Oh God, I feel it. I feel you against me. All the way inside me. I'm full with you. And that's where our trip down memory lane ends. Now that you're inside, I have to finish this. To finish you. I know this is a special memory, but now we need to make a new one, so we're together always. Roll me over on top of you. There. You sweet man. Yes, I know tonight's taken a lot out of you, but now is the easy part for you. The part where you give up your body to me. Feel those muscles ripple around you. I'm not the innocent virgin anymore. Now you're feeling the experienced pussy of the woman who learned to love every contour of your majestic cock. Here, take my breast in your warm mouth. I know you're close. Feel my hips roll on you. I know it's building. Feel me draw it out of you. You have to give it to me. All of it. All that remains of your life. Spill all of it inside me. Pass through with me. Yes. Moan. Roar. Give up this life. Now. Shoot. Yes, all of it. There's more so hot inside me. Come with me. Finish inside me. There. Now you can let go. Let go. Let go. Close those weary eyes and sleep. Release this body that you've shepherded through the years. And join your beautiful spirit with mine.